Welcome to a podcast by OpenTheWord.org, where we discuss a bit of Bible, a bit of life, and a bit of politics.
Hi, my name's Wayne Johnston, and I want to share a word for 2024. In November, with Christmas around the corner, I started sending Christmas cards to friends and family, as I do every year. But this year, as I started to write them after musing on the dark, crazy state of the world, they started taking on a prophetic edge. And as I was writing, I started to write the same thing pretty much in every card. Basically, that it may sound simplistic, but wise men sought the light, they sought the star to the Messiah. And today in this world, this dark world, we have to go back to the same thing. We have to look at that star, focus on his light, and follow that through the darkness. Isaiah 60, 1 and 2, and I quote, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall come upon the earth, and deep darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you." To begin with, I want to focus on verse 2. Deep or gross darkness covering the earth. Sounds really exciting. Deep means gloom or gross, thick clouds. Just think about tornado type of weather. Darkness refers to wickedness, misery, destruction, and death. Sorrow, ignorance, figuratively or literally. So basically, deep, dark, thick clouds of destruction, death, gloom, all that fun stuff. But that is the state of the world. It was in Christ's time, and it is in ours. And I get that it's not a pretty picture, but Isaiah describes our day, our misery, well. So let me end with verse 1. Arise, shine, for your light has come. Arise in Hebrew is the word kum. It's a prime root meaning to get up, to rise up, abide, accomplish, make good, make clear, confirm. It's almost like a military term, stand to attention. And shine, meaning to make or set on fire. Our light is here so believers can stand to attention and be set on fire by him. Because a dark world needs a light to find its way.
Thanks again for joining us on our podcast. Please check out our website at OpenTheWord.org. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe to receive notifications of future broadcasts. As well, please take a moment to provide a rating and even a review. Thanks again for listening.